Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who we remember this day took upon the cross, suffered, died for you. Good Friday can be pretty uncomfortable, I think. It's a little awkward walking in silence, and especially if it's a Friday. You come from just having dinner and having fun with your family, or in some way getting a little joy out of the evening, because it is the weekend and Easter's on Sunday. Good Friday doesn't really live up to the name of good on a Friday. It occurred to me more when I was in seminary, because I was assigned to different churches, you know, for field work and training and practice and stuff. And we were going through Holy Week this time of year, and I was talking to a lady at the church about the services. And she mentioned that she wasn't going to go to the Good Friday service. And I was like, well, why not? And she said, well, she doesn't like the service. It's dark and depressing. The hymns are depressing. It just makes me feel sad and makes me feel bad. And it's awkward to leave in silence when it's so dark and you don't really know what to do as you leave. Maybe you felt that way last night if you were here. Is it okay to talk once you get out? Or are you supposed to just be silent all the way to your car? I just enjoy Easter more, she said. It's a lot more fun. It's exciting. It's bright. The hymns are loud and everyone is just kind of happy to be there. I get it. Easter does sound better. Easter kind of offers that joy and happiness we all want to experience. So maybe it does feel unfortunate that we have to face Good Friday. But the reality is, Easter doesn't come without Good Friday. And we do not enjoy the resurrection without facing death. And that's what makes this day seem like such a contradiction. Why this day feels so paradoxical. Because this is the day that we decided to call good. And that's hard to face. Because the cross doesn't look good. It doesn't feel good. There's nothing about looking at the crucifixion that is obviously good. All the other days in the church year never get the special privilege of being called good. But this day, Christ's crucifixion, Christ's death, the Son of God being put to death, is good. It's Good Friday. And that's baffling to the mind. I don't think I'm the only one that mixes the names Good Friday and Black Friday. But I think that's exactly the challenge we face and we constantly have to struggle with as we come across contradicting circumstances. What is actually good about Good Friday? What is actually good for you? Well, it seems this church has deemed this day, the death of the Son of God, as good. And that good doesn't seem so clear. The events themselves, as we'll read through in the Gospel of John, don't offer any clear indication as to why this day is good to remember. But thankfully, John is a good writer. He's a gospel writer. And hopefully, I hope here and as we go into the Gospel of John, you will see with somewhat new eyes the account John offers to us and how John sees this day as good. Even while it seems so opposite, for John, the events we'll read of Christ's crucifixion is the procession of the king to his throne. The cross itself is Jesus Christ's enthronement, and how everyone else around him, how everyone else involved, has no idea or doesn't see it that way. too often on Good Friday, we want to focus on that sorrowful and suffering, blood, sweat, and anguish Jesus. But John shows that after the prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane, after Christ suffered there, Jesus is simply marching toward his throne. John does not give us any indication of Jesus Christ suffering on his way to the cross. John shows us that Jesus is simply receiving and bearing what it takes to be the King, to be the Lord of creation, to rule and reign over God's people. Even while we know the scourges, the beatings, the crown of thorns, the nails, and the blood, they ought to have been painful, John does not focus on those things. But as John is keen on doing, he focuses on Jesus Christ's words. Jesus says to Pilate, "My kingdom does not come from this world." He also says, "You say that I am a king. For this purpose I was born, and for this purpose I have come into the world to bear witness to the truth, that everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice." He also will say, "You would have no authority over me at all unless it had been given to you from above." And then, as we go through it, you ought to notice the words from the cross that John chooses to include in his gospel. There is no cry of dereliction that we hear from Mark, the my God, why have you forsaken me? No, the King who sits on his throne has only instructions. And as a king, he comes with this responsibility for his people. He tasks and instructs people like his beloved disciple and his mother, and gives his mother to John to take care of. And then as a good king who wishes to make a proclamation, to clear his throat, he asks, "Give me a drink." And like good subjects, the guards offer him his wine. And in declaration proclaims, "It is finished. It is finished. Finished indeed. It is finished for you." You see, what makes Good Friday so good is not that the church declared it was good or gave it a name, or that you think it's good. Good Friday is good because God is good. And it was through the cross that it pleased God to bring the creation back to himself, to set you right before him, and to make something beautiful out of what is gruesome, to create out of nothing. One of John's most beautiful connections, funny enough, is at the beginning of his gospel. John begins his gospel with the same words that Genesis begins: "In the beginning." In Genesis, the Word of God created all that is good, right, and beautiful, and brilliant out of nothing. The whole creation. All that is great and wonderful, the water, the mountains, the vegetation, the creatures that creep in his prized possession, men and woman. But after the brokenness and sin entered into the world, demolishing God's beautiful work, destroying God's creation, its beauty, and amounting it to nothing, rather than condemning it all, the Son of God enters in to be of it, to be in it, and to bear it all. The King, the Lord of creation, comes in the most gentle and most humble way to take his place on the throne and to create out of nothing. And it's from the cross that he creates something new to make you new. Easter means nothing without the cross. Easter does not validate the cross. Easter is the result of the cross. Resurrection is the result of death. For God creates out of nothing. You know how much you actually offer you offer nothing. Because you are nothing. But God, in his fierce love and care for you, he decided to do as he did for Adam. And the Son of God bent low, messed around in the clay, and breathed into your nostrils the breath of life. That's what makes the cross good for you today. By it and through it, you become his. And you are no longer nothing. But you receive all the benefits of the reign and rule of your king. To be where he is. To live as he lived. To be loved. And to share that love. Jesus Christ died for you. You are his. And he is yours. Amen.